home to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center. You know, a lot of planting gets done in the spring. This time of the year, people head out to the nurseries and put in flower beds and shrubs and do all kinds of landscaping to make their places look all that much better and more beautiful. Well, in doing all this gardening, did you realize that you might negatively impact the termite protection of your home? A lot of gardeners don't think about termite protection when they're doing their gardening work, but some of the things that you do can have a negative impact and cause your termite protection to be less viable than it is right now. Now, in particular, we're talking about those beds that you might be putting in close to your home. These are beds that we call foundation beds or foundation planting, and they're oftentimes right against the slab of the home or right around the piers if you have a home on piers. Now, when homes are protected for termites, and trust me, we've got to have our homes protected for termites in this particular area, or we're just liable to have termites get into our home. And what's done is a chemical barrier is put down into the soil. Termites almost always invade our homes from the soil and move up into our homes. If your home is on piers, around every pier, a termite soil treatment was done, and there's a chemical barrier in the soil to protect your home. Also, these termite materials are injected into the piers to fill that void up so termites cannot come up through the inside. If you have a slab-type home, before the slab was ever poured, the soil underneath the slab was protected by treating it with a chemical to keep termites from getting into your home, and then after the slab was done and the home was built, then a trench was put in around your home and a chemical barrier was put in. It is critical that we maintain these chemical barriers intact. You need to think of the soil right around the piers of your home and right around the slab of your home as absolutely untouchable. You can't dig in that area. You can't fill over that area. You can't do anything that would compromise your termite protection. So when you're putting in beds right around your home, remember an area about 8 to 12 inches out from your slab should be left alone. If you're digging in your bed to turn the soil over, that's great. You need to do that to prepare the bed, but do not dig in that area 8 to 12 inches away from your slab. If you're bringing soil in, if you're putting new soil into the bed, that's also fine to do, but you cannot put any soil in that area about 8 to 12 inches out from your slab. If you do that, you're going to compromise your termite protection. If you do end up doing something like that, make sure you contact your termite control company, the company that you have a contract with to keep your home protected, and have them come back out and do an inspection. Take a look at what you've done. Make sure that you haven't done anything wrong. And if need be, they can go ahead and do some extra treatments to make sure your termite protection stays viable. Now, mulching is also an issue. You may not be preparing the bed or doing anything different except coming in with some mulch. Well, that's great. We oftentimes replenish the mulch in our beds this time of the year. But when mulching up against your home, the mulch needs to be pulled back 8 to 12 inches away from any piers, 8 to 12 inches away from your slab. Termites can actually build tunnels on top of the mulch, bypassing the chemical barrier in the soil and allowing them to get into your home. Now, there's one type of termite that can enter our homes without coming through the soil. That's the Formosan termite. All they need is damp wood. So be very careful about your gutters. Make sure your gutters are in good shape. Keep them nice and clean. Make sure they're not leaking, because leaky gutters or gutters that are stopped up will overflow with water, and that will keep that wood along your fascia and roof line damp. So make sure when you do your gardening work that you do not do anything to compromise your termite control. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at WRKF.org.